Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, you have this pocket prayer that we're going to be unpacking for most of the program. And the first statement is, Father, you are good, which we just started to talk about. I know for me in some of the valleys I've walked through, that was the temptation, is to stop believing that he was good based on my current circumstances. I'd love for you just to unpack that first statement, Father, you are good.
Yeah, when Jesus taught us to pray, by the way, this pocket prayer, it's what I use. It's what really helped me, strengthen my prayer life. It's just six stanzas that represent all the types of prayers in the Bible. And it helps me to keep my focus when I pray. It's a very simple prayer. And the first phrase is, Father, Father, you are good. Jesus taught us, he said, when you pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven. The first word out of our mouth can be and should be Father. Susie, there's some days when I pray, and if it's a really rough day, some days I don't get beyond that word, mm-hmm. Father. I think all of us need a heavenly Father. I know we do. We need to know that a Father is in heaven who protects us, who provides for us, who knows us. And we need to believe and let's trust that God loves us as a perfect Father. I know for some of us, when we use the word Father, it conjures up negative images. And yet that person who did not have a father, or who had a father who was not a good father, that person can begin to see God as the perfect Father. And God will be the Father to you that your father was not. And he will be that Father. And so I think it's just a wonderful thing to begin our prayers just by saying, okay, I may not have it much in life, but boy, I have this. I have a Father in heaven, and he's good. His heart is good. He wants good for me. He's up to something good. And the character of God is that of a good Father. That's really where prayer starts, and it really depends upon him.
And he's fond of me, and you think about that, he's fond of me, he loves me. I just think even that opens the doorway. I mean, I think about scripture that says, you can come before him and be assured of his glad welcome. I mean, just to picture his arms open wide, I can be assured of his glad welcome. That does something for my heart. Well, Max, in the story, you talk about your daughter and a certain piano recital that didn't go as she'd hoped. And I wondered if you would just tell that story and how it really connects us with prayer.
Every one of us as parents have had moments like this. My daughter, Jenna, what is she now, 30? She's married. It's gone on into her own life, but such a delightful girl. And she played the piano. She took piano lessons. And this was a story that involved a piano recital. And bless her heart, she just forgot how this piece went. She's up in front of this crowd of people in an auditorium playing away and really doing well. I mean, just making great progress playing this particular piece by memory. But then her musical train jumped the track, and she could not for the life of her remember how the music, she just reached a spot where she couldn't go further. Well, she backed up, she tried it again, she backed up and tried it again. She was so embarrassed. Everybody was embarrassed for her. Mm. Everyone was hurting for her. It's hard enough being a 13-year-old girl, but when something like that happens, it makes it even worse. She finally did remember the rest of the song, but by then the damage was done. And she stood up after the song and did her polite curtsy, and everybody applauded. But she didn't even sit down. She ran straight out of the auditorium. And, of course, her mom and I followed her out. We hurried after her, and there she was standing outside the entryway to the auditorium crying. And I remember that when she saw me, all she said was, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And she buried her face in my chest and just sobbed. She didn't have to say anything, Susie, beyond that. She didn't have to say, to give an explanation. She didn't have to. There was nothing else that needed to be said. When she said Daddy, I mean, she just melted. I loved her already.
Yeah.
But boy, my love just went even greater when she said Daddy.
And
I think that's a picture of prayer.
Yeah.
When we come to God, our Heavenly Father, just say, Daddy. I need your help. He is quick to respond because he's the perfect daddy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.